Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is July 16th. These are today's vital statistics. Carmen R. Haw, 99, of Yuba, died Thursday, July 9th at Fairview Nursing Home in Mauston. Funeral services will be held Friday, July 17th at 11 a.m. at the First Congregational Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery in Yuba. A time of visitation will be at the First Congregational Church in Hillsboro Friday, starting at 9 a.m. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. Carmen is survived by her son, Lauren James Haw, sister Margaret Margie Slama, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Carmen R. Haw, 99, of Yuba. Jackie L. Day, 73, of Lone Rock, died Sunday, July 12th, at home after a courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held July 18th at 11 a.m. at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Visitation will be held Saturday, July 18th from 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Jackie is survived by his wife Julie, son Troy and Jennifer Day, daughter Susan and Brian Goble, brother George Guile of Lone Rock, six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, many other friends and relatives. Jackie L. Day, 73, of Lone Rock. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz, died at home June 27th. A celebration of life will be held at Pratt Community Hall from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, July 18th. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorial donations be made to Open Heavens Guatemala or Walk with Grace in Dean's memory. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their local arrangements. Dean is survived by his wife, Betty Harms Adsett, his daughter, Haley, son, Noah, his sister, Connie and Tim Hoppenjohn, brothers, Kent and Christy Adsett, and Mike and Terry Adsett. Brother-in-law James Harms, along with many nieces, nephews, extended family members, and countless friends. Stanley Dean Adsett, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz. Johnny F. Blair, 89, of Stockton, Illinois, died Wednesday, July 8th, at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday, July 18th, at 11 o'clock at Holy Cross Catholic Church, in Stockton, Illinois. Visitation will be held at the church Saturday, July 18th, from 9 o'clock until the time of service at 11. A memorial fund has been established. Herman Funeral Home in Stockton is assisting the family with arrangements. Johnny used to work as a morning DJ for WRCO Radio. Johnny Blair is survived by two daughters, Katie and John Blair Shear, and Tanana Sinclair. A son, John Lee and Evie Blair, three grandchildren and several great-grandchildren. Johnny F. Blair, 89, of Stockton, Illinois. Melody K. Crary Pauls, 73, of Aurora, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center, died peacefully July 2nd. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, July 26th from noon to 3 o'clock at the Lone Rock Community Center. There will be a graveside service at 11 o'clock at the Brown Church Cemetery in Bear Valley. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the American Kidney Association. Melody Pauls is survived by three sons, Chad Pauls and Kathleen Dooley, Jason Pauls and Catherine Montgomery, and Michael and Debbie Pauls. Three grandchildren, siblings David and Leanna Crary, Bruce and Rita Crary, Connie and Jack Young, Virgil Crary Jr., and Kim and Nancy Crary. Melody K. Crary Pauls, 73, of Aurora, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center. Dolores I. Orcutt, 93, of Spring Green, died Saturday, June 11th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held at the Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green, Tuesday, July 28th at 11 a.m., with a luncheon to follow. Visitation will be held on Monday, July 27th at Christ Lutheran Church from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and again on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Christ Lutheran Church. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Dolores is survived by her children, Kathy and Tom Dorscheid, Howard and Michelle Orcutt, John and Sandy Orcutt, 10 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, many more relatives and friends. Dolores I. Orcutt, 93, of Spring Green. Francis A. Kleckner, 75, of rural Muscadet, died at home Monday, July 13th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Buena Vista Lions Club, earmarked for playground equipment, or Richland Center Youth Baseball and Softball for dugout repairs, general field repairs, or additional benched seating. LeClary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Francis is survived by his wife Jenny, sons John Kleckner and Katie McKinney, and Jake and Katie Kleckner, 4 grandchildren, several nieces, nephews, relatives, and friends. Francis A. Kleckner, 75, of rural Muscadet. Twyla M. Burns, 52, of Avoca, died Tuesday, July 14th, at home. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Twyla is survived by her children, Sierra Burns, Stephen Burns, and Garrett Burns, her parents, Janelle and Gary Williams, her brothers, John and Debbie Shear, and Scott A. Bennett, her sister, Jennifer Bennett, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Twyla M. Burns, 52, of Avoca.